My mother was a back-to-the-lander. She had had this idea, to move with me, her 6-year-old, to a cabin in a defunct orchard a few miles from a large river in Vermont. Defunct meaning that the trees had gone untended for years, had grown twisted and rangy, had yielded to waist-high orchard grass, young spruce and poplar, birch, maple. Or they had died and toppled, been lightning-struck and broken by the errant twisters that touched down, strangely, in these hills every few years. The pond at the bottom of the orchard, brook-fed, had halfway silted in, but still held enough water to support the visits of giant beavers who seemed to me as big as bears and much meaner. In the stack of children's books Haley brought with us, there were Winnie the Pooh and Corduroy, and the bears were always nice. The cabin was 31.5 feet long and 17 feet 7 inches deep. I know because I now live in it half the time, and I just took a tape to the outside walls. This seems to me to be an eccentric pairing of dimensions, but I suppose that the size of the logs dictated the length of the walls. In any event, it was small, even for the two of us and Bear, our Bernese mountain mutt. This was Haley's delusion of pedigree. To me, he looked more like a combination of a beagle and a not-so-great Dane, with a lot of fur thrown in, errantly, for good measure. He was a happy mess, appearance-wise. Haley had been, at a very young age, an associate professor and a towering translator. Why did she give it all up to move here? Well, she gave up part of it. She never stopped working on her translations. I think in some way she was emulating the life of her subjects. The exile to the mountains, sometimes self-imposed, of the Tang Dynasty poets. There was something they had all been seeking, and I think she was looking for it too. Childhood memories are subject to constant revision, and so I have mostly vague and gauzy recollections of our move, punctuated by images and events that are far more crisp, even cinematic. I remember, for instance, the night the wood stove caught the roof on fire, and there is a certain pungency of resin-rich boards and scorched steel sheeting that still seems to linger in the recesses of my sinuses. At bonfires, when planks of construction scrap are thrown on, I find myself beginning to hyperventilate. Not exactly Proust's Madeline. Another vivid memory is the time I caught my first fish in the pond. This fish, which had to be a brook trout and could not have been more than 6 or 7 inches long, looms in my mind like a plesiosaur. The fight to bring him in, which I conducted masterfully under the screaming instruction of my excited mother, lives in my memory with the grandeur of the old man in the sea. Such is the wonder of youth, that the world is essentially malleable, that small events can be made big, and large events made to disappear.